This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Let's talk about how the state of Tennessee could spend your tax dollars in the next fiscal year. Governor Bill Haslam has unveiled his recommended budget with more than $37 billion overall. Roughly half of that money comes from state revenue, like sales tax. Roughly 40% is coming from the federal government, and state tax revenues are on the increase.
What's interesting about that is that that makes 9 straight years of revenue growth in terms of state tax revenues. And so when you're looking at the budget as a whole, I think that's something important to see.
That's Laura Berlind, executive director of the Sycamore Institute. They're a nonpartisan nonprofit based in Nashville. Their mission is making data and research accessible for you. They have a new report out detailing what's in the budget.
Interestingly, Haslam is the first governor in 11 governors since Prentice Cooper in 1945 who has not faced recessionary conditions.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting piece of information, particularly as we head into a gubernatorial race.
Got to make the job a little easier for him.
Yes.
Berlind joins us to talk about Haslam's proposed state budget. 46% is for health and human services, almost 30% for education.
Overall, Governor Haslam's proposal, there were not a lot of big surprises or big changes
right.
for this year, which is not surprising of a governor heading into his last year of office.
Same priorities that he's been pushing for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Education, and he had a response to the opioid epidemic. But overall, the budget for the proposal for this year is $37.5 billion, which is only 0.5% higher than the estimates for current fiscal year. And spending from state revenues is actually about 1.2% lower. When you look at the revenue side, the state tax revenue projections are projected at about 3.2%. And if you're interested in kind of how they go about coming up with forecast, we talk about that in our report that's on our website.
One of the things that immediately jumped out about the budget when I read your summary of it, on one hand, spending on TennCare is going down, but on the other hand, it's not going down either. It's a little bit confusing. What's going on with that?
Overall spending on TennCare, it will increase to about $12 billion, which is 3.1% higher than estimates for the current fiscal year. And spending on TennCare from state revenues would be about 2.2% higher. But on the other side, the lower spending is really due to state reductions that offset a higher federal match. So TennCare is our state Medicaid program, and it is federally and state funded. They share in the cost of that. And when the federal share goes up, we're able to reduce the state money that we're putting in there. So that's what you're seeing going on.
Yeah, yeah. So it seems like the bottom line is we're not going to be giving fewer TennCare services. We're just getting more of the cost paid for by the federal government.
I can't speak specifically to what that's going to do to numbers of services. You should talk to TennCare about that. But in terms of the numbers and the information that we can get out of the budget, that's what's going on.
For just the average Tennessee taxpayer, and I realize with health care and social services being so much a part of what the state spends money on, and so that doesn't necessarily apply to all Tennesseans, to the average person who's maybe not getting a lot of that, what does this budget mean to them?
Well, first of all, I mean, I would encourage you to think about the portion of the budget that is health and human services. Put that in context of what the total state budget is. Tennesseans have voted time and time to be a low-tax, low-service state. So when you have the healthcare industry that in and of itself across the country is really struggling against growing costs, that's going to put pressure on the Tennessee state budget. What does this mean for average Tennesseans? I think it means that we're going to continue to see in this budget, assuming the legislature passes it without significant changes, a continuation of the goals of the Haslam administration. And that comes through in the numbers that he's put out.
And he talked about some of those in his last State of the State address recently.
We took a hard look at better managing our state's assets. We have invested in maintaining our buildings like never before so that our state facilities are ready to serve future generations. We've eliminated unnecessary square footage. And during this administration, we will have vacated more than 1 million square feet of state office space, eliminating significant dollars in operating costs.
Particularly shrinking government he talked about, do you think that's reflected in this budget, the way that he says he's been able to cut the number of people, positions, get rid of some of the things that he says are not necessary?
Well, what stands out to me about what the governor has said on this front is that he's run more efficient, more effective government. It's been less about the number of positions that have been cut or added, but are the people who are working in state government doing a better, more efficient, effective job?
What about transportation? Of course, we finally passed a gas tax, the first one in years and years and years, and it definitely had an effect this year. But for this proposed budget for next year, what's going on?
You'll see the continuation of the rolling in of those funds. Originally, when the governor proposed the gas tax, it was a higher amount and all at once. And through the negotiations and the debate that led to the IMPROVE Act that was actually passed, you saw a gradual bringing in of those gas taxes. So you'll see, again, that incremental change.
What are some of the other highlights of the budget, things that as you all prepared this report really jumped out at you?
I think everybody's interested in the opioid crisis, and the governor's plan, Tennessee Together, does include new funding for prevention, treatment, and law enforcement. So that's something that's different for this year.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with the Sycamore Institute's executive director, Laura Berlind. They're an independent, statewide, nonpartisan public policy research center for Tennessee. On their website, SycamoreInstituteTN.org, they have a new report, The Budget in Brief, a summary of Governor Haslam's fiscal year 2018 to 2019 recommended budget. It's how the government could spend your tax dollars. You're nonpartisan. You're not taking sides in this. So why are you putting out this report?
So we are nonpartisan in the sense that we are a group of people, both on the staff and the board of directors, that come from a pretty wide variety of political perspectives. When we say reliable and accessible, we mean that when you pick up any report that we've written, that you'll be able to understand it as a non-expert, that it will be technically accurate, and then it won't fan any political flames, that it will be politically neutral. So this report, in line with all of the other work that we've put out over the last little more than a year, really, you should be able to get in there and read it and understand it and be able to use it to better understand public policy in Tennessee.
And this is just a proposal. Of course, the state legislature will be talking about this for weeks, probably the rest of the whole session. So if you are a taxpayer, you see something in this that concerns you or that you really like, you could still contact your state legislators and talk about that.
Absolutely. I mean, we would also encourage anybody to contact us if you've got questions. You know, we really want people to understand that the Sycamore Institute is an open, accessible resource for the media, for citizens, for anybody who's interested in public policy.
And this is only one of many, many reports you put out. What are some of the other areas that you all cover?
So we've done a whole bunch of work on Medicaid, understanding what our 10 care program is. Did a lot of translational work, for example, last summer when Congress was considering various repeal and replace reform efforts. We did a lot of translational work on what that would mean for Tennessee, for our state budget, for our system. We've done lighter pieces on let's look at the relationship between housing and health or transportation and health or food insecurity and health. We did a foundational piece called the Statewide Health and Wellbeing Index, which does an analysis of the entire state by the regions used by the Tennessee Department of Health and looks at what are some of the assets and what are some of the challenges that each of those regions have faced. We did a three-part series on the opioid epidemic last summer that has been probably one of the more used and more cited pieces that we've done because it brought together all of the different resources on the issue and gave people kind of a 101 primer on it. And one of the pieces I'm really proud of, we did this past November, and it was on the economic impact of chronic disease in Tennessee, where we looked at three different disease states and measured the difference in the prevalence rate between the U.S. rate and the Tennessee rate, and then calculated how many Tennesseans are affected by that incremental amount and then what the cost was. And for those three diseases alone, we were looking at $5.4 billion for 1 year. So it was a really big number, and it was a really big eye-opener in connecting the dots between the high levels of chronic disease that we have in Tennessee and what that means for our economy and for our taxpayers.
Thank you so much for joining us today. What is your website?
Our website is SycamoreInstituteTN.org. Don't forget the TN at the end.
And you can download this latest report and all sorts of other stuff.
Yes.